Ravine. V'hoyan it will be ki avoyu alecha, when it will come upon you, kol ha-devarim ha-ele, all these things, ha-brocha, the blessing, v'ha-klala, and the curses, asher nosati lefonecha, that I have presented before you, v'ha-shivoy so'el v'avecha, and you will take it to your heart, v'chol ha-goyim, when you are among all the nations, asher hidichacha, Hashem alekecha shama, that Hashem your God has dispersed you over there. And the Pasuk says, v'ha-shivoy so'el v'avecha, you will take it to your heart. It is not enough to intellectually know that serving Hashem is correct. One must feel it in his heart emotionally, and only then will tshuva follow. V'shafta ar Hashem alekecha, and you will return to Hashem your God. V'shamata v'koiloi, and you will listen to His voice. K'chol asher anochi mitzavecha hayoyim, like everything that I am commanding you today, ato you uvonecha and your children, v'chol levavecha, with your entire heart, uvechol nafshecha, and with your entire soul. V'shav Hashem alekecha shivuscha, and Hashem your God will return your captivity, v'richamecha, and He will have mercy on you, v'shav, and He will return, v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim, and He will gather you from all the nations, asher hefitzcha Hashem alekecha shamo, that Hashem your God has scattered you over there. And we must understand, why does the Pasuk say the word v'shav twice? V'shav Hashem alekecha eshivuscha, and then again, v'shav v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim. Meshech Chachma answers that there will be two shifts of people who are returning from Golus. The first group will be those who were yearning for the holiness of Eretz Yisrael all the years of the Golus. They will be the first to return. The second group will be the ones who became comfortable in the Golus. They did not miss the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and will only return at a later time. And that is why it says Vishav twice, referring to the two stages of the return. And the Pasuk continues, Im yia nidachacha b'kseh ha-shamayim, if you will be dispersed to the ends of the heaven, misham from there yikabetzcha Hashem alekecha, Hashem will gather you, umisham yikochecha, and from there He will take you. Ve'viyacha Hashem alekecha, and Hashem your God will bring you el ha'oret, to the land, asher yorishu avisecha, that your fathers have taken possession of. Virishta, and you will take possession of it. Ve'hetivacha, and He will do good to you. Ve'hirbacha me'avisecha, and make you more numerous than your fathers. Umol Hashem alekecha es levavecha ve'es levav zarecha, and Hashem your God will circumcise your heart and the hearts of your children. Once you do tshuva, Hashem will help you by circumcising your heart, meaning that He will help you overcome the hurdles that the Yetzer places in your way. Unlike the physical arlo by a bris mila, which is removed by people, Hashem will remove the arlo of your heart to enable you to serve Him better. As the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kuftalad Omen Aleph, Habola Taher Misayin Oisai, if one comes to purify himself, Hashem helps him. So Hashem will circumcise your heart and the heart of your children, Liahava, to enable you to love as Hashem Alekecha, Hashem your God, Bechot Levavacha uvechol Nafshecha, with your complete heart and your complete soul, Lema'an Chayecha, that you may live. Zok Rashi Pasuk Gimel, Vishav Hashem Alekecha Eshivuscha, and Rashi is bothered, why does the Pasuk say Vishav? Grammatically, it should have said Veheshiv instead of Vishav, because Vishav means that He Himself will return. Veheshiv means that He will return something else. And since Hashem is returning Klal Yisrael from its captivity, it should have said Veheshiv Eshevuscha and not Vishav, that He Himself is returning. And that Rashi answers, Rabbi Seinu Lomdu Mikan, our Rabbanim learned from here, Kaviyochol, as if it was possible, Shehashchina Shvuya im Yisrael B'tzaras Golusam, that the Shechina rests together with Klal Yisrael in the Tzara of their Golos. Ukeshinigolin, and when they are redeemed, Hichtiv Geula La'atzmoy, Hashem writes a redemption for Himself, Shehu Yashav Imohem, as if He Himself is returning from the Golos with them. That is why the Pasuk says, Vishav Hashem Elekecha Eshevuscha, because Hashem Himself is returning together with Klal Yisrael from the Golos. Ve'odyei Shloimar, and Rashi says another pshat, Shegodol Yoim Kibbutz Golios, so great is the day of gathering the people from Golos, uvekoshi, and it is so difficult. Ki'ilu hu atzmai tzorach liyos oichis biyot of mamish, as if Hashem has to actually go into the Golos and pull out each one separately by His hand, ishish mimekoimoi, each person from his place. And that is why it says vishov, and Hashem Himself will return, because it is as if He has to go Himself into the Golos to pull each person out of the Golos. Ki'inyin shenemar, like we see in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ve'atem tuluktu la'achar echod b'nei Yisrael, and you will gather one by one the b'nei Yisrael. So we see it is as if Hashem has to go and take each one separately out of the Golos. And we also find this by the Goliyos of other nations. Like it says in Yecheskel, V'shafti eshevus Mitzrayim, and I Hashem will return the captives of Mitzrayim. So we see over there too, it says V'shafti, I will return, because it is as if Hashem has to go into the Golos to pull each person out. So according to Rashi's first pshat, the reason why it says V'shav is because Hashem is actually in the Golos together with Klal Yisrael, and He is returning with them. And according to Rashi's second pshat, it is because it is as if Hashem has to go into the Golos to pull each person out.